We're visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're in the semifinals of the St. Paul Substate and getting a win last week on Friday. Had to be big to get the confidence up for the girls in the postseason.
Yeah, it definitely was. We were able to do some things in that game and work on some stuff that we had been practicing, and we're fortunate enough to be put in that situation. And so just really looking forward to tomorrow night and the opportunity that presents. And we always say that the postseason is like a brand new season, and that's how we're kind of approaching it. And so just looking forward to getting the chance to play for a trip to the state tournament.
You defeated Chautauqua 63-15 last Friday night, and what were some of those big things that you noticed that you hadn't really seen the girls do well in that game? As you mentioned, doing some good things well, or maybe were there some new things that you threw in that worked?
Yeah, first thing we did was we shot the ball really well, and that's been an emphasis for us in practice for the last couple weeks especially, and so it was good to see the girls be able to get some confidence in shooting the ball. We were able to play all 11 of the girls. We suited up and played a lot of our younger girls who don't have a lot of varsity experience. We were able to get them a lot of minutes, and so I was really pleased with that. They'll be a big part of our future, and so to get them an opportunity to play some varsity minutes was a really good thing. And then, we've put some wrinkles in, as most coaches do this time of year, and to be able to practice those against somebody else that doesn't know what we're doing in kind of a low-stress, low-pressure situation before we get to those high-stress, high-pressure situations was a really good thing for us to do. We didn't always execute some of those things as well as I would have liked to, but, that goes with, putting new stuff in. But we were really glad that we got to get to some of that stuff on Friday, and then hopefully, when it comes time to use that, when we really need it, that experience will be one we can draw on.
Real quickly, talk about your seniors that you have depended on for leadership this year.
Yeah, we have two seniors on our tournament team. Addison Miller, she is a 3-year starter for us. She started the year at point guard, that was a huge shift from what she had done in the past. And did a nice job for us at point guard. She just wasn't getting as many shots as we'd like her to get, so we've kind of moved her off the ball a little bit. But she's done a really good job, especially the last couple of weeks, we've really seen a surge in her confidence. And really looking forward to, watching her play tomorrow and hopefully beyond tomorrow. And then our other seniors, Anna Matthews, and Anna doesn't necessarily get the playing time that the other girls get a lot of times, but she has had a really, really good attitude this year, works really, really hard. She is a really, really good defender because she's very athletic. And she does a really good job of, when she gets the opportunity to go in, of knowing what her strengths and weaknesses are and playing to her strengths. So just really, really pleased with her as well. So, we have had a lot of good things happen with these seniors here, and certainly appreciative and grateful for everything that they've contributed to our program, and really look forward to, the game tomorrow night, and then hopefully we can get another week with them as the season here winds down.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, our final conversation of the season, and you will take on St. Paul tomorrow in the second game of that doubleheader at St. Paul and three Lyon County League schools in that Final Four of that St. Paul Substate. But if you're able to win that, you're taking on a league foe, with SCC upsetting Altoona Midway in the 4-5 matchup, and then Meredith Dean there as well. So it could be an interesting road to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think this is the first time since I've been at Waverly that all 8 Lyon County League teams are still alive this late in the season, so that's awesome. We always want to represent our league well and cheer for the other league schools to do the same, you know, when we're not playing them, I guess. But yeah, it's great for our league, and it shows the strength of our league when all eight of us are still alive, and in our sub-state specifically, when three of the final four teams are league schools. You know, that makes it a little bit more exciting. It can make it a bigger challenge because we know each other so well. But you know, we're looking forward to it, and you know, hopefully we're fortunate enough to get past St. Paul so that we can see one of those league schools in the sub-state championship game, and ensure that a Lyon County League school is being represented, or a Lyon County League school is representing the league at the state basketball tournament. And you know, we're just hoping it's us, and you know, that's the way we're preparing. So it's a great thing for our league.
And real quickly, what do you know about St. Paul, your opponent for tomorrow?
Yeah, St. Paul's got they got two good guards. One of them is a really, really good scorer, and the other one's more of a facilitator. They got some good size inside, you know, they are traditionally really, really good. The record probably is a little bit down from where they've been in the past, but you know, tradition can play a lot of things, and especially when you are playing on their home floor, we're expecting a pretty stiff challenge from them. A lot of our strengths, though, I think will maybe give them some problems. The things that we're good at are, you know, just happen to match up with maybe some of the things that they struggle with a little bit. So we're fortunate in that regard. But I think if we can just go out and play well, play with a lot of good effort and play together as a team, you know, that's really all we can ask for. And if we can do that, we'll be satisfied with ourselves. But I think we're expecting to win, and hopefully our girls go down there with a lot of confidence and can perform at their best.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with St. Paul. I've enjoyed our chats throughout the season here on the Area Coaches Corner, and we'll talk to you again soon. And best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Dylan. I sure appreciate all you're doing for us, and I enjoyed talking to you this season as well.
That is Waverly Girls Basketball Coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Seward Services LLC. On KVOE, live and local.